Hello and welcome to Life with Purpose Radio. I'm Rod Hampton, ready with more inspirational stories of people sharing Christ around the world. Juliana Smoke starts our preview.
Thanks, Rod. Coming up, we're going to find out what happened when one man was willing to be used by God to help the homeless.
I'm John Graham, and in the not-too-distant past, he's Georgia's 10th District Representative in our nation's Congress. Congressman Jody Heiss joins us on today's Culture Connection.
Hello, I'm Ron Lawson. Later we'll talk with a leader who says that the church is missing a great opportunity to share the good news of Christ with people in our jails and prisons.
I'm Myrna Brown. It's a band, a church, a conference, and a movement. We're talking to one of the worship leaders from Jesus Culture.
Also today, church planting in the Big Apple on our missionary moment. Stay where you are for this week's edition of Life with Purpose Radio. Seeing the need and having a conviction to do something about it is how this ministry got its start. Life with Purpose Radio's Juliana Smoke is here with a story.
Homelessness is often something we might think is limited to big cities and not a problem that small towns deal with. Jimmy Faulkner from Dahlonega Baptist Church had his eyes opened by the Lord to the need in his community. And once he saw the need, he knew he had to do something about it. He helped start Lumpkin County Homeless Ministries, where families are given housing, counseling, and a safe place for them to get back on their feet. Jimmy Faulkner with Lumpkin County Homeless Ministries joins us today on Life with Purpose Radio. Welcome.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be joining you.
Jimmy, you live in Dahlonega, Georgia, a small college, touristy kind of town. And it isn't a location that might come to mind when you think of someone being homeless. Take us back to how the Lord opened your eyes to the need.
Well, you're correct. The way the Lord opened my eyes to this need is my wife, Marie, serves on the Benevolence Committee of Dahlonega Baptist Church. And she came home and told me of an encounter that their Benevolence Committee had with a young family of parents and two children. And they were homeless. And the reason that they became homeless was the four-year-old daughter had contracted cancer. And the mother was pregnant with what was now their nine-month-old child. And during that time, the father had to take the child for all her cancer treatments. He subsequently lost his job as a result of excessive absences, and as a result of that, they lost their home. So when Marie told me about this need, the Lord just really struck me that something needed to be done about it. And as a result of that, 10 men from the Cooper Green Prayer Group, which is a community-wide prayer group in Dahlonega, also felt that calling, and out of that was founded the homeless ministry that we now have here in Dahlonega, Lumpkin County.
Right, right. And how many families are you all helping?
Six.
Wow, wow. And you're not just offering free housing.
That's correct. Our facility is known as a transitional living facility. The residents, once they've gone through a rather extensive process of interviews and background checks, they are brought into our facility. They can stay there for 90 days. During this period of time, they're offered counseling for many, many life skills. In addition, we have a chaplain. He visits the families every week. He leads them in Bible study, and he also ministers to their other spiritual needs. Once the family's there, we work with them to help them get back on their feet, and at the end of 90 days, they will hopefully be able to return to traditional living. Families who have members employed, and fortunately right now, every family we have has at least one member that is employed. We require them to set aside money out of their take-home pay so that they will have the money necessary to pay the rent deposits and the utility deposits so that they can get back into some form of traditional living.
Mm-hmm. So you're really setting these families up to get back on their feet and succeed.
That's exactly right. And, of course, once they're back into some form of traditional living, our counselors will follow up with them on a very regular basis to give them additional counseling as needed.
Mm-hmm. And this all came about because churches united to do something about it.
That's correct. It's been a great blessing here. We are a small community. Our total county has a population of about 30,000 people, but the churches have just cooperated remarkably.
Mm-hmm. And Jimmy, you answered the Lord when he called you to do something about a need in your community. What would you say to someone who might be listening and is feeling the Lord lead them to do something that they might feel is impossible to accomplish?
Well, I would say, first of all, I'm sure that God spoke to me more times than I listened. You just need to tune your heart to what God is saying for you to do. With his leading and guiding, we've been able to take this need that was shown to us, and through his support, we're are now able to serve these families. And there are many other opportunities that are out there that sometimes we overlook. Sometimes we say, oh, that's too much for me to do. I can't do it. And the truth is, I can't do it. But with the Lord, all things are possible.
That's right. If someone wants to get more information on the ministry, how would they go about doing so?
They can go on our website, which is homelessoflumpkin.org.
We've been speaking with Jimmy Faulkner with Lumpkin County Homeless Ministries. Jimmy, I appreciate your time, and it's always inspiring to hear how the Lord uses his people when we're willing to be used.
That is so true, and we just have to open our hearts and minds to his will for our lives.
For Life with Purpose Radio, I'm Juliana Smoke.
Life with Purpose Radio.
We're going to be late for the show if we don't leave right now.
Daddy, will you help me put my bike together?
Sure, Sally. We waited 5 years to catch this show. We paid $1,000 for the tickets, and if we're 2 minutes late, we can't get in. But I always have time for you.
Then after that, we can work on that 4,000-piece jigsaw puzzle.
Okay.
In a perfect world, you'd have unlimited time for your kids. But in the real world, even a few minutes can make all the difference. This message brought to you by Southern Baptists.
Many of us feel there's so much more to life. Jesus offers us hope for every situation. All we need to do is ask. A change in your life is so easy to find. Learn more at findithere.com.
Thank you for listening to Life with Purpose Radio. We appreciate it. Here's a pastor turned U.S. Congressman for Georgia's 10th District. Jody Heiss joins John Graham for an update on today's Culture Connection.
It's always a joy to hear from one of our own Georgia Baptist pastors who has now made the leap to the Hill. That's Capitol Hill. Congressman Jody Heiss represents the 10th District of Georgia and is with us today to give us an update from the District of Columbia. Jody, how are you doing?
Doing great, John. Good to talk with you.
Man, you have got a big job ahead of you. I think the last time we talked, you had just introduced the Sanctity of Life bill. What's going on with that?
Yeah, John, that's H.R. 426. It's the Sanctity of Human Life Act. Without question, the strongest pro-life bill in Congress. It basically defines life as beginning at conception and ending at natural death. But where it is right now, we've got about 23 co-sponsors on it. We continue to work as we go forward with that. But, you know, there's been quite a number of pro-life pieces of legislation come through. In fact, even just recently, we had the measure before the president, the Restoring Americans Healthcare Freedom Act, where we actually defunded Planned Parenthood.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, unfortunately, he vetoed that, and so we'll continue to move forward with it. But there's a number of pro-life pieces of legislation, and you know, I'm very honored. That was actually, I believe, the very first piece of legislation I introduced, and was honored to step up to the plate as that being my first piece.
Well, we certainly are grateful for that work. You know, it's an election year. Everybody's focusing on the media craziness of the candidates that are running, but there's a lot of hard work happening right now still. Can you tell our listeners sort of what are some faith-related issues that we need to keep our antennas up about?
You know, I think one of the biggest issues, John, is not only happening here in our own country, but even internationally. There is a great movement these days to a great hostility, perhaps is a better word, towards people of faith. And, you know, the free exercise of religious expression in the public square. And as I said, that's happening here in the States as well as around the world. We've heard of multiple cases. But we've got also internationally, there are issues going on where heightened persecution against Christians and minority religious groups all throughout the world. And we are involved. In fact, I've co-sponsored a bill on that one, H.R. 1150, which is the International Religious Freedom Act. It, you know, tries to address some of these issues where we've got people being persecuted all around. So this is a major issue that I think people need to be in prayer about and be alert to, and we're going to continue to try to press that issue.
Well, we certainly recognize that you have some limits as to what you can or even should say in such an interview as this, but I know you would agree with me that it is most definitely a time for people of faith to get to the ballot box to vote their conscience. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, there's absolutely no question about that. You know, from a biblical perspective, we're called to be salt and light in our world. But the reality beyond that, John, is we here in America are blessed to be part of a country, the system of which, frankly, does not work without involvement of the people. Mm. And so we have the blessing of being in a country that calls on our involvement, and added to that, of course, is the biblical mandate to be salt and light in our world wherever we may live. So, yeah, you know, it's a basic civil duty to get out and vote, and I certainly encourage people to do so.
You endured a lot of personal persecution, and anybody that stands for Christ will, but boy, when you step into that platform that you're in there, it gets intense. How can we pray for you, Jody?
Well, you know, that's a great point, and yeah, I mean, the pressure is tremendous, and unfortunately, we live in a political climate these days that if you're going to stand for truth and righteousness and biblical values in particular, you're going to be shot at and you're going to become a target with different groups as just part of the turf. So, you know, I would obviously ask for prayer in that regard and for our family. It is a very stressful position to be in. But, you know, beyond that, John, we really need to be fervent in our prayers for our country, for our leaders, for our men and women in uniform, for our veterans who are returning, and then just a host of specific issues that we're dealing with in our country. I believe there is absolutely no power that can touch the power of prayer.
Well, and we certainly will, and pray for you and pray for your wife, Dee Dee, your daughter, Anna, and your daughter, Sarah. And I've lost touch of their spouses and kids and all of that. Thanks for being with us today, Jody.
John, always a privilege. Keep the torch ablaze, my friend.
All right. Jody Heiss, Georgia's 10th District Representative. And until next time, this is John Graham bringing you The Culture Connection.
Each week on Life with Purpose Radio, we present stories of people living their lives with purpose and caring Christians around the world. Our hope is that these stories encourage you to live your life with purpose. And why not tell us your story? Just take a moment and let us hear from you. Connect with us here at Life with Purpose Radio. Email stories@lifewithpurposeradio.com. Again, that's stories@lifewithpurposeradio.com for your comments, questions about the program, or story suggestions. Our online community is also available. You'll find us on facebook.com/LWP Radio or follow us on Twitter @LWP Radio. And we'd like to offer you a free book just for being a listener to the program. It's our devotional book called Words of Life from Robert White, Executive Director of the Georgia Baptist Mission Board. To get your copy, just head over to lifewithpurposeradio.com/freebook. One more time, lifewithpurposeradio.com/freebook. Just fill in the short form, and we'll get it into the mail for you absolutely free. Well, let's get back to our stories. Myrna?
Thanks, Rod. It's a band, a church, a conference, and a movement. We're talking to one of the worship leaders from Jesus Culture.
All right. Thank you, Myrna. Also ahead, we hear from church planner and Send North America coordinator Steve Cantor for the Big Apple or New York City on our Missionary Moment. Right now, let's head to Ron Lawson in the Life with Purpose Radio studio with the story, The Opportunity of Prison Ministry.
Across our nation, there are large numbers of men and women who are incarcerated in our jails and prisons. Dr. J. Robert White, Executive Director of the Georgia Baptist Mission Board, talks with a leader who sees ministry to the people in our prisons as a great opportunity for the church. Let's listen.
On the phone with me today is one of our fine Georgia Baptist State missionaries, Gabriel Stovall, who serves in two areas, supporting church planting in the Atlanta area and serving as one of our Baptist Collegiate Ministers at Clayton State University in Mara, Georgia. Gabriel, thank you for being with us on Life with Purpose Radio.
Thank you, Dr. White. It's a pleasure to be here with you today.
Gabriel, I want to talk with you about a recent article you wrote that appeared in the Christian Index at christianindex.org. But before we get into that, please take just a moment to tell our listeners about some of what you do in helping to start new churches as well as leading the Baptist Collegiate Ministry there at Clayton State University.
Absolutely, sir. Well, as you said, I do serve Georgia Baptist Mission Board in two areas, state missionary for church planting part-time. And what I do there is I work primarily with African-American pastors who are looking to plant missional congregations predominantly in the metro Atlanta area. And then also I just came on in November as campus pastor at Clayton State University in Morrow. What's cool about that opportunity is it's kind of right around the corner from the church that we planted, New Life Church, church in Forest Park. And so it creates kind of a feeder aspect in terms of ministry. And so I'm a pretty busy guy. Our church meets on Thursday nights, which allows me to be able to go about and do some other things, connecting with churches that I work with in church planning and revitalization on Sundays. So that's a pretty cool little setup that God's blessed me with here.
Well, it really is. Gabriel and Georgia Baptist love you. We're so thankful for you and great ministry that you're doing. Listen, needless to say, you're very, very busy. Thank you for serving in these ministry areas for Georgia Baptist. Not long ago, I saw where you had written an article about the importance of ministry in our prisons. I wonder if you might tell us the background and your heart for ministry to people who are incarcerated in our jails and prisons.
Prison ministry for me started when I was about 22 years old, about 13 years ago in my hometown of Omaha, Nebraska. It kind of started by me being invited to come and do some Bible studies for a parachurch group called Release Ministries. They had a chaplaincy office housed in a juvenile detention facility in Omaha. And so I started doing Bible studies for the young inmates, and it's a maximum security place. You got young kids in there doing time for crimes, anything from petty theft all the way to first degree murder. And I was there ministering to them, and an opportunity opened up for me to serve as a full-time chaplain there. And I did that for a couple of years, and it caused me to just fall in love with prison ministry. And recently here, I got reconnected to prison ministry as a volunteer chaplain from my DOM, Bernard Miller, who's director of chaplaincy down there at Georgia Diagnostic Prison in Jackson. But I wrote that article at GabrielCStovall.com and just gave four reasons really why I think prison ministry is just so vital for churches that are looking to try to get out of the four walls. You can go there and see it in depth, but I'll just give a couple of those reasons. Number one, really, I talked about how prison ministry gives you an audience, a prepared audience to receive the gospel. It's unfortunate, but sometimes the best way to get somebody to receive the love of Christ is when they're at a low point in their lives. And then the second thing I talked about in that article is how it's proven prison ministry is to make lasting life change in people's lives. The cool stat there, 30% of released inmates will at some point return to prison, but that recidivism stat drops significantly to 8% when an inmate is involved in faith and character-based programs in prison. So prison ministry works to keep people out of the system and to put them back as a viable citizen in life when they get out. The third thing I talked about there was just the fact that there's no shortage of opportunities. You know, people always say, how can I serve? How can I employ my gifts? In Georgia alone, there are over 55,000 inmates to just 57 full and part-time chaplains. So there's plenty of need there. And then finally, my last reason was, hey, prison ministry is just one of those things that even Jesus himself told us to do. Matthew 25:35, he says, when I was hungry, you fed me. When I was naked, you gave me clothing. When I was in prison, you visited me. You know, and then there was that question in that text. Well, Jesus, when did we see you in prison? And he says, whatever you've done to the least of my brothers and my sisters, you've done it to me. I kind of get into that. And then just the whole idea of how can we connect? How can we serve? It's just about going in there. You can pray for inmates. You can bring greeting cards so that they can be able to send to their family, stamps, bars of soap, just, you know, Bibles and books, bring them there. Even if you don't feel comfortable going into the prison, there are just so many ways that you can connect with chaplains and prisons to be able to serve those inmates right here in our backyard in Georgia.
Thank you so much, Gabriel. That's a great word. And thank you for sharing with our churches what they can do to be involved. I think that's very, very important. This is an encouraging word. We need to be reminded every day of Christ's emphasis on sharing the gospel with everybody, meeting people where they are. And that includes those who are in prison. For those in our listening audience who would like to access this article and other encouraging messages, you can go to GabrielCStovall.com and find out more. I've been talking today with Gabriel Stovall, one of our very fine Georgia Baptist State missionaries, about the importance of reaching those in our jails and prisons with the good news of Jesus Christ. Gabriel, thank you so much for being with us on Life with Purpose Radio.
Thank you, Dr. White. It was my pleasure to be with you today.
For more information on prison ministry, go to our website, lifewithpurposeradio.com. For Life with Purpose Radio, I'm Ron Lawson.
You might have heard the name Jesus Culture as a band, but there's much more. It's also a church, a conference, and a movement. Life with Purpose Radio's Myrna Brown gets us the full story.
Jesus Culture. Is it a band? Is it a church? Is it a conference or a movement? The answer is yes. You called her into darkness. And joining us on Life with Purpose Radio is Kim Walker-Smith. We're chuckling because we get it, right?
Yeah.
How are you, and welcome to Life with Purpose Radio.
Good. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Oh, our pleasure. Now, how can Jesus culture be all of those things?
We stay really busy. That's one of the first things. We just kind of followed the Lord every step of the way, and He's kind of grown and evolved this. You know, it started out as just a conference, and it grew into a movement when He just kind of breathed life on it. And this last September, we celebrated a year of planting a church, and that just kind of felt like the natural next step for us and something that we were really excited to do. And the Lord just led us in that and opened the door for us. And so right now, you know, we've been pouring a lot of our time and energy into the church and building that and building community. And at the same time, still keeping up with the momentum within the movement and really connecting the two and helping our church family feel really connected to what we're doing and a part of around the world.
You were matchless in grace and mercy. There's nowhere we can hide from your love.
There are six of you?
As far as the worship leaders, there's a lot of us. But on this new album, there are six of us featured, yes.
The title, Jesus Culture. Tell us a little bit about that.
You know, Jesus Culture was the name of our summer youth conference. And it was all centered around the idea of we wanted to build a new culture amongst the youth. And we know that everything going on in the world, and especially what young people face, and you know, back when we started this, what the different things that young people are facing in schools is even different than what young people are facing now in schools and at home and just in society in general. It does create a culture, and we wanted that counterculture. We wanted a God-centered culture and a Jesus culture. We wanted to speak a message that says, hey, we want you guys to build a new culture with Jesus, one that is centered around Christ and one that is moving towards Him and pursuing Him and for His presence. So we called it Jesus Culture because we were just trying to set, you know, a new standard of what the kind of culture that we want people to be building and living in, and that we don't have to be trapped or stuck in the culture of the world.
And when did it all start?
Our first Jesus Culture conference was back in 1999.
You've sold 1.2 million albums worldwide. That's mind-blowing.
pretty wild. It's super humbling, actually. Just I feel amazed all the time and just thankful that the Lord has allowed me to partner with Him in all of this. It's really incredible.
And 300,000 people in 100 cities, 15 countries. We're talking about your conferences now.
Mm-hmm.
And then you talked about the local church in Sacramento. And now you have the new album. It's called Let It Echo.
We only scratch the surface and only had just one glimpse. We've tasted of your glory, but there's so much more. We're standing on
this project is really different from all of our previous albums. You know, all of our albums are always recorded live, and this one is recorded live at our church. We recorded every single Sunday for a period of about a month and a half. All of these songs are coming from a really deep place and some, you know, difficult things that we walked through this last year and a half. And I would say it's our most vulnerable album and the most real as far as the writing and the lyrics. And it's also an album that's full of joy.
There is a river where goodness flows. There is a fountain that drowns sorrow. There is an ocean deeper than fear. The tide is rising. There is a current stirring.
talked about when you started in 1999 and how the issues that young people are dealing with today, so much different than back in the late 90s, but also this thing called social media. I was looking at your numbers, 3 million followers, and we're talking Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. You're using social media for the cause of Christ.
It's also kind of a scary place sometimes, as any parent would know with young people, but it's something that we're definitely using to promote Jesus.
We have been talking to Kim Walker-Smith from Jesus Culture, and the new project is Let It Echo. It has been a pleasure. Thank you so much, Kim.
Thank you.
And for Life with Purpose Radio, I'm Myrna Brown.
Today's Missionary Moment takes us to New York City, New York, here on Life with Purpose Radio.
What I think people need to know about New York is that it is one of the most densely and diverse cities in the United States. 47 of the top 50 most dense zip codes are in New York City Metro. And so with that density and diversity, there's just a lot of complexity. And it requires all kinds of church planters, all types of churches to engage it in the mission field. But what I'm most excited about is the opportunity that that density and diversity gives us as Southern Baptists to really not just impact a city, but impact the world. But we see some really qualified, developed men that are starting to really pursue Manhattan. I would just remind people of the incredible opportunities. A lot of times when people think of New York City, they think of only Manhattan. But New York has so many different neighborhoods, so many different communities, just different rhythms, different people groups, different ethnicities. There's 22 million people that make up Metro New York, 200 countries represented, and almost 800 different languages spoken. So there is literally everything in the world is represented in New York City. And so if you're thinking about planting in the city, just know that there's opportunities and God can use you in incredible ways. But it does take somebody that is really has a love for the city, has a love for urban life, and really has a passion to see the world come to know Jesus Christ.
For more information about North American and international missionaries, head to lifewithpurposeradio.com. Again, that's lifewithpurposeradio.com. On Life with Purpose Radio, we believe that the truth of Christ is to be shared with everyone. And we hope today's stories have inspired you to live life with purpose. As you heard about, Lumpkin County homeless, a congressional update from Jody Heiss, prison ministry, Jesus culture, and church planner Steve Cantor in New York. See you next time for more stories of people living their lives of purpose. And check out lifewithpurposeradio.com for more information on today's stories. Life with Purpose Radio is a production of the Georgia Baptist Mission Board. Dr. J. Robert White, Executive Director, and in association with Southern Baptist State Conventions and agencies, including the International Mission Board and the North American Mission Board, and is made possible by gifts through the Cooperative Program. I'm Rod Hampton, and from everyone here, thank you for listening to Life with Purpose Radio.